Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 10 years now. Hey, Tom, is tomanastasi.com, is that right?
Yes.
And that's with one S on the end there, folks. Tom Anastasi, and also spintheplate.com, is that right? That's the book website?
Yes,
I mean, the movie website?
Yes, and then we,
how many
we had our theatrical release last November, so that was very, that was wonderful. Yeah.
It's awesome, folks. It's a full-length film that we serialized here on the show for 2 or 3 years while he was getting it out of the, an amazing entrepreneurial story, that film is. Hey, Tom, we're talking about compensating employees. This segment, the last segment, we talked about non-salespeople, people who typically don't have leveraged compensation plan. If you're on commission, that's called a leveraged compensation plan. And you know, Tom, I've never in my long career, multiple, many, many decade career, I've never known January 1 what my W-2 was going to be that year. Ever.
Oh, I know.
Not ever. I've always had some kind of a leveraged compensation plan. And if you're a small business owner, Tom, you have a leveraged compensation plan. But what about salespeople who live with that? I mean, they expect to, you know, make commissions and bonuses and things like that. What are your recommendations on compensating them?
Yeah, so motivating salespeople is absolutely fascinating. And so, you know, one of the things you had said from the last segment was that if you give somebody a raise that they were not anticipating, how powerful that can be. And that is absolutely true, because when you survey employees, the number one motivating thing is having your boss come in and say, oh, I want to give you a raise that you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. That says, okay, I value you, I think you're wonderful, all these other things, and you weren't expecting it. That gets you so much. So, for instance, if we go back to another example, somebody making 45, you bring them up to 48, somebody offers them 51, they're going to stay with you. Because
more likely,
really
they'll be more likely to
spend.
And no, you need to talk to them. When you give them, if you raise their pay, just because you want to make sure you keep them, you need to say, look, it's a tight market out there. You may get offers. I want you to know you're valuable here. I'm paying you more money because I want to make sure I don't want to pay you. I don't want to offer you more money after you have the offer. I'm giving it to you now.
Exactly. So that is extremely important to say. So not, because if you just give people money, that, I mean, they're going to take it, but it's that warm, cushy feeling that people get. Do you remember we spend more awake time at work than any other place
in
our life?
Well, what do we do about what are your recommendations about commissioned salespeople?
So one of the things that's sort of the same thing is that there's always that risk reward. Okay, so for the small business owner, paying all commission is the lowest risk to the small business,
right,
but it's the highest risk to the salesperson. So because of that, you've got to pay a little bit more than you otherwise would. So let's say that for your area, $60,000 is kind of a good thing for a sales rep to make. So what you've got to do is you can either pay all commission, or you can pay only salary, and then, or you can pay a blend. So, for instance, if you're paying only salary, now the risk to the sales rep is zero. I have known companies that have done this, and it's worked out well. Most companies don't.
Yeah.
Because as one of my old sales managers used to say, you know, a hungry sales rep is a good sales rep.
That's right. You have to set them up so that if the average, if the median salesperson income for your area is 60,000, as you say, every salesperson on a leverage with a leverage compensation plan should have the opportunity to make 80,000.
Correct.
or whatever. And you should, and if they're set up right, you should want them to make $1 million. You should want to pay them a million in commission if it's set up right, because that means they sold more.
Right. And a lot of companies, that they get very upset because their sales rep is making too much money.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And I always
ridiculous.
Tell the same thing. Don't worry about that.
I've seen that. I have seen that. It's pretty stupid. It's pretty stupid. If your salesperson is on commission and they make a lot of money, then that means they made you a lot of money. So, I've seen that too. But the decision for most people that, in sales compensation is, do I pay them a percentage of profit or do I pay them a percentage of the sale? You know,
I always say pay percentage of profit, just because it's much easier, and it's also a kind of a signal that we don't care what number you make. We just care what money comes into the business.
And it's gross profit. It's gross profit too, by the way. It's not net profit. It's the bottom line. Yeah.
Correct. And so if you do that, now the thing about having small people paying only commission, they're kind of their own entrepreneurs because they're kind of running their own business. Mm-hmm. But that can actually work out very well because they have unlimited earning potential.
Yeah.
And so
it's
just
tough.
Look at that
it's tough
and
to
realize
keep people
that
just on full commission these days, though. These are harder times. But one thing you can do more than anything else to help your salespeople make more money is to help them understand how to sell in the 21st century. That's one of the big problems we got, Tom, is people aren't training their people how to sell in the 21st century. It's different than it was 20
Absolutely.
Years ago. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. TomAnastasi.com, right?
Yes.
Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.